Thank you very much.
My presentation is titled Incidence of Type 2 Diabetes Among Industrial Workers in the State of Kerala in India. So background of a major project called Community Interventions for Health, CIH. CIH was a population-based study that took place between 2008 and 2012 in selected communities in China, India and Mexico. It was designed to reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases by addressing three modifiable risk factors of tobacco use, unhealthy diet and physical inactivity. And the methodology of this study was already published. The study is funded by the Oxford Health Alliance in UK. This is the CIH process system. In fact, we looked at various sectors and various activities like health education, social marketing, community mobilization and also structural change to bring about the changes in the risk factors. Background and aim of the study. As I mentioned, CIH took place in four settings: industry, schools, community and health centers. And the present study, the aim of the present study, which is a part of the major study, was to investigate the incidence of type 2 diabetes in industrial workplaces in Kerala, South India. Using a quasi-experimental study design, intervention and control sites were selected from industries in two southern districts of Kerala. As has already been mentioned, Kerala is probably the most advanced Indian state in epidemiological transition and also social development. So we took two southern districts, basically for convenience I would say. From each industry, approximately 1,000 workers were selected for the study. Follow-up data were collected from 1,748 workers in 2011 after 2 years of intervention. A cohort of 326 subjects, 76% men, mean age 51 years, with complete details were included in the present study to find out the incidence. Fasting plasma glucose was measured using standard protocol. These were the definitions we used. Diabetes, as all of you may know, fasting plasma glucose more than or equal to 126 mg per deciliter or on medication for diabetes. Pre-diabetes, fasting plasma glucose more than or equal to 100 mg per deciliter and less than 125 mg per deciliter. Normal FPG less than 100 mg per deciliter. The interventions actually focused on mostly, some structural intervention, postures, etc. The interventions point of decision prompts to increase physical activity. This is one of the activities which was done in all the industries and other settings also. Point of decision prompts to improve dietary intake, these were mostly pasted in the canteen walls. We had a series of discussion with the trade unions in the canteens of the workplaces. Initially there was a major objection because said they did not agree, because they thought we were actually removing some of their facilities they are already enjoying, like reducing salt, sugar, oil, etc., removing some of the non-vegetarian food. These were not at all acceptable to the trade leaders. Unless you have a trade union leaders, you cannot do anything in the industry. So we had a series of discussion and finally they agreed to some, not all. Health education posters in Malayalam, in the local language, and these were tested several times, FGDs were conducted and shown to different people. Finally these posters were selected and it was designed and printed. Health education posters again in Malayalam. So these were the main interventions, and the baseline prevalence of diabetes was this. And we also, as I said, there was an intervention group and the control group, although my abstract was only focusing on the overall population. As you can see, the overall prevalence of diabetes was 26.1%. In the intervention group, 26.2%, and in the control group, 25.5%. This is very high. In Kerala as a whole, it is about 20%. So that is also very high. compared to the rest of India, which is about 9% to 8%, this is very, very high. So that's what I already said, that the state of Kerala is in an advanced stage of epidemiological transition. So after follow-up, you look at the prevalence. Intervention group 31.6 increased, control group 27.0, and total 30.4%. So overall, the prevalence has increased. So we looked at the incidence of diabetes in normal and pre-diabetic individuals. So incidence of diabetes in the normal population, normoglycemic individuals, was 6%, and in the pre-diabetes it was 24.3%. It's very high. So these are the unadjusted odds ratio, which means those who are having pre-diabetes had a chance of 5.05 odds of getting diabetes at the end of 2 years, compared to those who had normal glycemic blood levels. One risk factor we analyzed was tobacco use and incidence of diabetes. Such kind of data are not available in India. That's why we looked at, in fact, those who were using tobacco were having a higher chance of getting diabetes. It was almost 2.52 times higher among users compared to non-users. So this is the incidence of diabetes at 2 years among individuals with normal glycemia compared to control group. As you can see, the intervention group, it was 4.1% compared to the control group, 11.1%. Statistically significant difference in the intervention. I don't claim that it's a big difference, but there was some statistical difference which probably is due to the intervention. That's what we think. In conclusion, community interventions had some effect in reducing diabetes incidence in the intervention group in CIH, particularly that industry. However, progression to pre-diabetes and diabetes occurred at a very fast rate in this population. The odds of progressing to diabetes from pre-diabetes was 5 times higher compared to those with normal fasting glucose. So there is a strong need for effective diabetes prevention in this population. Thank you.
I'll leave your slides on in case anyone wants to refer to them. I'll just make an obvious comment before opening it to questions, for which, again, we have several minutes. Those numbers are frighteningly high. I'm sure you're very upset by this yourself. I imagine that one of your school's prime tasks is to study not only what is going on in your state, Kerala, with this terribly high rate of diabetes, but also what you can do about it. And these interventions, while important, look sort of like New Orleans does after a hurricane flooded. Please, questions and discussion?
I have comment to this. In fact, we are doing a project called Kerala Diabetes Prevention Program, which is supported by the Australian Health and Medical Research Council. So this is a cluster randomized trial in the Kerala population. Basically, the objective is to reduce the incidence of diabetes. This basically, maybe the project was funded because of the high levels of diabetes in this population.
Anybody else want to collaborate with the school in Kerala? I think it might be a prime a population for that. I really want to encourage a few questions. Any population that has this much diabetes, your hands should be shooting up in the air.
No, we didn't look at gestational diabetes. We actually, because this was industries, predominantly, all these workers are men. So you can see, I have shown the sex ratio. Because only females are very small population. This was workers in two industries. One is the condom manufacturing industry, one of the biggest industries in India, exporting condoms to 60 countries. That is one federal government industry. Another one is an ilmenite producing industry. Another. So females were not very high. And also they, during that period, they don't, you know, they are not employed in industries during the pregnancy period. So it was not looked at all. Your question was on gestational diabetes, no?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That we didn't look at. No. Yes, please. I think that's a very good question. This actually, we, in addition to the introduction of these materials in the canteen, we also had invited family members, particularly their wives and spouses. In order to, for example, unless you enter the kitchen of these people, you cannot make any changes in the diet. That we understood. And in fact, otherwise, who are cooking in the households is mostly women in India. So men do not cook. And they only purchase the list which is provided by the wife. So the wife, we have to attack that list, address that list, which is actually prepared by the wife. So in order to do that, I think we had several meetings of the, family members, address this issue. And we also anticipated that these messages will be taken back to their households by the husbands, all the male workers. That was the, you are absolutely right. I didn't get your question. Can you repeat it? The question was actually that the three, four different settings of intervention, were there any difference in these settings? So there were differences, but in this present study, we looked at only at worksite population. That was a subgroup of the study. We had schools, for example, we had 23 schools in the intervention, 25 schools in the control, and also hospitals and health centers, another set of study, and also neighborhood groups, community, and industries. These were the four settings. This study, which I presented here, was really a small study of the workers. So then we are not looking at the other sites. The other studies are being actually published or being written on. Okay.